Build deep and complete. Welcome to the Black Open University Show
on Bless Radio.
Okay, good afternoon, Mihir and Abdi.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well done on completing the task.
Thank you. You've
been working very hard on our engineering project. I'd like you, before we get to talk about that, I'd like you just to introduce yourselves and then we can share what we've been doing with the members.
Okay, my name is Mihir. I'm a work experience student at Abundance Centre in the UK. My job role here is a STEAM researcher, so that is science, technology, engineering, maths, plus the arts. I am currently a student at Cornell, the College of North East London, studying a level 3 engineering course.
Hi, my name is Abdi Hakim. I'm doing work placement at Abundance Centre as a STEM research assistant, which is STEM plus the arts. I'm currently studying engineering at Cornell, which is the College of North East London.
Thank you. Okay, so your assignment has been to look through a project which has been about the building of a recumbent trike.
Yeah.
So I should explain that because not many people, well, some people may not know what that is.
Yeah.
So a recumbent trike is basically a freewheeled cycle, and it's the one where you're laid back and pedaling forward. The design is very different to a normal bike. It has a better physics to it, so it saves an energy in terms of the cycling efficiency. But the reason why we're working on this is because it's a good engineering project,
mm-hmm.
and we have some things we're doing where we want to take this project as the core part of various centres which we are bidding for and expressing interest in managing. So you've been working on the actual design of the trike. We have already a blueprint for that, but we've been changing it from the way of a manual for how to make it into a specification sheet. And as engineers, I think this, you will recognize the value of that, but perhaps our listeners might not recognize it. So what I'd like you to do, if each of you just introduce what we've been doing and then talk about what you found in the process of doing it, that'd be really helpful.
So we changed a recumbent trike's blueprint into a spreadsheet because I find it, and other people will find it, more easier to understand how to develop making one, as there are instructions on how to make one step by step. However, on the blueprint, it just gives you an image of the recumbent trike and some measurements on there, as people will not understand that.
Okay.
So the spreadsheet, the main purpose of it is to simplify the whole the method, basically. So the people designing the recumbent track would find it much more easier, to carry out the process much more quicker.
There are symbols people won't understand, so that's why we decided to put it into a spreadsheet where people can comprehend what the symbols mean.
Okay. So I think it might be helpful, maybe if we can just read the titles, because now we've got it in a clear spreadsheet form, we can just read the sections. That will give our viewers and our members clarity on the detail that's behind this project in terms of building the trike.
So our first page was a main logistics page, which contained the materials and some of welding processes. The materials, we described the properties. We did not include the mechanical properties, and we thought it would not be necessary. For the welding, we decided to pick at least three and then describe how the process is done.
Okay. I think maybe if you go to the main sheet that you've developed as a specification sheet and you could read it alternate, like you read one like this and just work through the list.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you can both be on the same page.
Yes. ULearn Naturally Radio.
Yes.
ULearn Naturally Radio. ULearn Naturally Radio. ULearn Naturally Radio.
Okay. I think maybe if you go to the main sheet that you've developed as a specification sheet and you could read it alternate, like you read one like this and just work through the list.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you can both be on the same page. Yeah, so the headings in green,
mm-hmm.
if you could read them alternate,
yeah,
then that will give a sense of the breadth of the specification.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Abdi, you can start first.
Okay. Firstly, the introduction, which is in this section we're covering the design overview, like the type of material we need, the steering, the wheel drive, suspended tracks, and the side loading forces.
For the second title, it was basic triangle frame design, and that consists of weight distribution, center of gravity, wheelbase, wheel track, steering, and frame.
For the third one, the title is the trike steering geometry, which in this section we focused on the caster angle, camber, toe end, Ackermann steering compensation, kingpin angle, and then kingpin to wheel axle orientation.
The fourth title was wheel size consideration, which consists of all the sizes of the wheel and additional notes that could be helpful to the researchers.
Okay.
The next section is the steering system. There are several steering systems that can be used within the designing of this recumbent track, which includes the overseat steering and the underseat steering system. Also, there are several links, drag links, such as the single tie rod and the dual drag link system, cross dual drag link, and then bell crank orientation.
The next title was the human factor that consists of the ergonomics and the client requirements.
And the
client requirements.
Client requirements, okay.
The next section is the trike rear end design, which consists of the designing rear stage for a trike, the direct vertical weights loading, the chain loading, side loading, the dual cantilevered stage, angle dual cantilevered stage, fully triangulated stage, and then single cantilevered stage.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go back up. Because track rear end design was back up before wheel size consideration.
Yeah, you missed one. You missed the track rear end. Okay. Start from the steering system. We're not it.
Framework. Shall I do framework?
Okay.
Our next one was frame weight. That consists of notes of sprung and unsprung, the gross weight of the bike, and additional notes as well.
Okay.
The next section is the seating. So we have three different types, which is the performance criteria, comfort criteria, side or lateral support criteria.
Our next title is brake systems, and that consists of different brake systems that can be applied to the bike to make it more ergonomically well for the customer.
Okay.
Our final topic is the wheel bearings. In this section, we mainly focus on the sealed cartridge bearings, which are specifically designed for radial loading and not optimized for actual loading.
Okay. So, I think just in sharing that, it will give the listenership a sense of the depth, the quality of information that we've now simplified, because there's a main manual for building trike with the model that we've selected, and now we have this specification. My intention is to have the specification linked to a budgeting spreadsheet, because some of those variables will obviously alter the cost of the trike, and we need to monitor that for the project. So maybe just a step back a little bit to explain again why we're doing this. Our model for learning is that you can learn all the ideas of math and science through creative projects.
Yeah.
So this is a creative project, and as you can see, and as the listenership will see, there's a lot of detail in it. So we'll have our, as well as you doing this as engineering students, we will have others who will look at it from a teaching perspective and how to integrate the GCSE curricula into the learning of these things. So the specification is really helpful for that, and yeah, it's good for that. What were your general thoughts when you were doing this? What did you find interesting about it, or what did you realize in the process of doing this?
In my opinion, I think the spreadsheet will help the researchers. When they look at the spreadsheet, there are keywords that we highlighted, as Abdi's role was to highlight keywords in the specifications, and that was put into the spreadsheet, which will help them minimize how much they read and focus on what's more important.
That's right, the technical detail, that's it. Because often when ones read these things, well, for engineers, they have to get used to number, of course, but for others, maybe science students, the value of number in documents is sometimes missed. But if you can look at a document, be it a research paper or something else, and look at the number in it, often you can tell the whole story from the numbers in the document. Because the numbers will, is a number, is a tool of perception that will give the units and context. And if you had to speed read a document like this, I would say to anyone, look at the numbers, and that may give you the whole thing you need to know, or 80% of what you need to know. Yeah. What are your thoughts about this?
So basically, my specific job for this was the planning process. So the planning process would make it easier for the designer to like, easily navigate through the materials required, the tools and the dimensions like for the recumbent track, etc. Along with this is the recommendation of certain materials such as the aluminium, which is very durable and wears away erosion. So this is crucial because it means that it will sustain for a long period of time. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, good. I mean, the way we're developing the project, there's a metal working side of it, and then there's a general fitting of the bike, the trike. So this is two aspects, and obviously a lot of this technical part relates to the metal working and the fabrication of the frame and the fittings. So yeah, definitely it's a road in. For someone who hasn't had experience of those things, the specification is a good road in. I would, in fact, from now that I have this, we have this as a resource, I would introduce this first, then I would introduce the actual guide. Because then when persons read the guide, they'll be tuned in to the technical detail. So I really appreciate what you've done. Well done.
Thank you.
Who can measure the human mind?
Tune into Natural Radio.
All have a that's inherited, and we should use it in the best way we can for the future of
society
and making sure. And we should never underestimate her. It's imperative that we should learn from the lessons of all relatives in human. Never again. In 1719, Benjamin Banneker first produces almanac, a stargazer's calendar. Because he went a slave, he had the freedom to discover. He became a surveyor, mathematician, and astronomer. First black person with a patent, Thomas Jennings, was in 1821, which shows that the climate was changing. Remember Granville Woods, who had the passion for inventing? He was an electrician, both renowned and wide-ranging. Have you heard of Garrett Morgan? What a prolific inventor. Coming to the rescue with his safety through the smoke protector. He even gained a patent for his traffic signal later. Even though his success would be hindered by his color. Now here's another man, he's an enlightening inventor. He modified the light bulb, his name was Lewis Latimer. The skills that he portrayed was well regarded and sought after. Now imagine if a person's race had never been a factor. We all have a
human mind
that's inherited, and we should use it in the best way we can for the future of
society
and making sure.
Who can measure the human mind?
You learn naturally radio.
You learn naturally radio.
Yes.
Radio.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Who can measure the human mind?
To you learn naturally radio.
Now imagine if a person's race had never been a factor. We all have a
human mind
that's inherited, and we should use it in the best way we can for the future of
society
and making sure. And we should never underestimate her.
Human mind.
It's imperative that we should learn from the lessons of all relatives in human
society.
Never again.
Wow.
YouLearnNaturally.org. YouLearnNaturally.org.
Who can measure the human mind?